This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Hey, in other news today, did you know that it's the 30th anniversary of Dannii Minogue's
debut album?
Wow. Where she released Love and Kisses.
Oh. 30 years.
30 years.
Where did that go? Oh, that's made me sad.
Okay, no, bring it back up. Bring it back up. Don't get sad. It's Monday.
Hang on. Yeah, I don't think it was one of her best.
No.
Good little story here for you two.
Ooh.
Game of Thrones star Kit Harington struggles to get a hand on his broadsword in a battle with his pants.
Oh, dear.
Apparently the 33-year-old actor has been photographed, actually trying to manoeuvre old mate downstairs. Place him in the right spot. Looks a little bit awkward. Had a bit of a feely feel down there while he was at it.
Like he's the only man in the history of men that's done that.
Do you know, I don't even know who he is.
What do you mean?
Well, I haven't watched Game of Thrones.
Oh, my goodness. What's wrong with you? It's Jon Snow.
What's wrong with me? I'm a self-respecting homosexual perving at someone with their hands down their pants.
Of course you are.
That's what I am.
Oh, this COVID lockdown thing's so bad for you, brother, isn't it? You've now been reduced to drooling over a photo of Kit Harington adjusting himself in public.
Makes me want to watch Game of Thrones, though.
Haven't you seen it?
No.
That's amazing.
Oh, good.
The problem I had with Kit Harington is as soon as I found out how little he is in real life, it kind of took the fun out of it.
Oh, you shortest.
No, it's just, you know, I just, wow, yes.
How little is he?
He's quite tiny. Kind of like Tom Cruise, I think.
Not in this photo, he's not. No. That's for sure.
No, I apologise to all the
short people.
Vertically challenged people. But I just...
It's only Monday.
I like a tall man. And then all of a sudden I found out he wasn't. I was like...
20 minutes we've been on air.
That's so judgy. I'm so sorry. Yeah, no, put your manners back in, Anna Murphy.
Stop it. It's day 145 of the National COVID Games. I'm Stephen Stayhome. And joining me now are former Olympians Pam Demick and Warren Wuhan. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Stephen. And what an incredible, interesting games this has been so far.
Yes. Madeline Wearmask has done incredibly well in winning the 400-metre kitchen-to-lounge UGG boot competition.
Yes, Warren, much like the full-body swimsuit that Michael Phelps wore in 2008, Madeline's UGG boots with a slight heel have created quite a controversy. Mm. Is the heel an unfair advantage? We'll hear from the officials soon on that one.
Stan Sanitizer seems to be the talk of the games at the moment.
Yes, Steve. Stan looks set to take out the 400 Zoom meetings in your undies event, an event he has been training for since he was Skidmark state champion back in 98. And what a performance at these games, a true champion.
But the surprise of the games has been little Annie Iso, all the way from Ridges in Melbourne.
Oh, agreed, Warren. She came from nowhere, and in just days of competing, the news of her high performance has spread right through the COVID village like wildfire.
She is well on the way to winning gold in the binge-watching Netflix's entire online catalogue competition, and what an extraordinary effort.
Yes, tonight we also head to the track and field where hot favourite Karen Ive walked from Brighton will hopefully break the world record for the 1.5-metre distance jumping.
Mm. Oh, I can't wait. I'm super excited.
Well, thanks, team, and it's goodbye from us from the COVID Games. Back to you, Sam Andrews and Brett Button in the Melbourne studios.
The Murphys.
Now on breakfast 5 days a week.
Only on Joy 94.9.
Time for Mental Giants this morning.
Oh, I love this time of the week.
Where I ask a number of questions.
I do actually, because I won last week.
Long period of time. And you guys have to answer questions and see who's the mental giant of the
Murder?
Team.
This is about the smartest I am all week from here on. Downhill.
All right. Question number one.
Terrible way to start the week.
I'm going to get a pen. Hang on.
He's not He's not even prepared for the game.
Okay. In which city is known as
you'd be a bad game show host.
I'm not applying for
the
job.
They'd start filming and you'd be like, I don't have a pen. Is this why you're jealous of Grant Denyer?
Oh, hang on. Who needs this on a Monday? You know, I could be in bed. Okay. Shut up so I can get the question out? We're running out of time on the music. Which city is known as the City of Love? Is it Rome, Barcelona, New York City, or Paris?
Paris.
All right. As an adult, how many teeth should you have in your mouth? Is it 35, 32, 30, or 42?
32.
Which was 35? Just one spare one in the front.
What was the name of the boy who won Willy Wonka's factory? Was it Charlie Baxter, Charlie Brown, Charlie Bones, or Charlie Bucket?
Charlie Bucket.
Edward Scissorhands is known for cutting what? Hair? Bushes, clothes, everything.
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 Oh, you were slow there, Anna Murphy.
No, I was just thinking about
latching onto his.
No, you don't. Slow, no, I'm sorry.
Well, I think you were latching onto
no,
Tim's
I wasn't,
answer
actually.
A little bit.
I was just trying to.
Hang
process.
On, let me ask the officials. Okay, cool. You got through with that one. We'll be back in a moment with more Mental Giants on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9, Breakfast with the Murphys. Charlie Puth there. What a great little name. I love that. Charlie Puth.
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 Puth, Ruth.
Struth. That's
Struth. Charlie Puth.
I don't know why. Why do I need to work with you two lunatics? Okay, Mental Giants. Here we go again.
Ooh.
In which city would you find the Fisherman's Bastion? Is it Rome?
The what?
Bastion. Is it Rome, Budapest, Barcelona, or Athens?
Rome?
Barcelona.
Which US president doesn't or didn't have a dog in the White House? Is it Trump, Obama, Bush, or Lincoln?
Trump.
What does the U stand for in UFO? Is it unidentified, under, united, or unique?
Unidentified.
You sound like robots when you answer.
Well, we're scared of you.
Unidentified.
We're scared to do anything.
We're scared to go
fun.
To your judges.
Because you're just going to yell
Which
at us.
Which US state is known as America's Dairyland? Is it Minnesota, Iowa, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin?
Oh, God.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Is that what you're answering?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you latch onto him?
No.
Okay.
But you didn't say any of those names the way that they're supposed to be pronounced.
Minnesota, so, Iowa, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin.
That's much better. Wisconsin.
Oh, Judge Judy over there.
Calm down. Get through your questions.
Okay. Usher found a young boy singing on YouTube and made him into a famous singer.
Yes.
What's the kid's name? Is it Niall Horan, Jaden Smith, Shawn Mendes, Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
The little baby babes.
Well, we might as well run this right to the end. Which Olympic sport is Michael Phelps known for? Snowboarding, skiing, running, or swimming?
Swimming.
Oh, this is the dumbest questions ever.
Where did he get these so
much? You know what I like about this? Now he's yelling at himself.
Oh, well, do you want the answers?
Yeah,
sure.
Winner?
Oh, well, pretty much. Here we go. John.
Oh.
You're both equal.
Oh.
You both got 8 points. Well done.
Oh.
Congratulations.
8 points again.
Virtual high five.
High five.
They were really easy questions
really
this morning.
No,
really
we've
easy.
Just got super, super smart.
Oh, yeah.
It's all this weird coaching that you do. You're kind of like a Russian coach for the gymnast team back in the 70s.
Thanks. Here's Justin Bieber on Joy 94.9.
You got Pets. Playground. With the Murphys.
Yes.
Here's a little story about 11-year-old Yorkshire Terrier. Now, I must admit, when I looked at this article, you flashed it, you sent it to me last night.
Yes.
I was a little bit sleepy, a little bit tired, and I saw Yorkshire Terrier been bitten by a rattlesnake, looked at the photo, and I thought, oh, they must have stuffed him. Because who's going to? What kind of a dog is going to survive a rattlesnake bite?
I wonder whether taxidermy is a thing at the moment.
Maybe, but he actually jumped in front of his owners were walking up a track.
Yes,
and in South Dakota, and they basically little bear is his name. Little bear dived out in front before the rattlesnake got the owners.
I know.
And took a hit. Took a hit for the team. Oh,
what a little legend.
I can't say that my Pepper would do something similar.
She would push you.
She wouldn't push me, but she's not that bright sometimes, I've got to say.
No, when I popped over to visit the other day, she was scratching heavily at my back area.
She was, wasn't she?
Between the cheeks.
Yeah, she goes, she tries to go to your ancient.
It's almost like she's trying to get up in you, isn't it? Yeah, it's awkward. That's not okay.
Horrible thought.
Okay. where are you like a human suit?
Your psycho poodle. Oh, you're on Joy. You're on Joy 94.9. Here's a little story for you, Anna Murphy. You know how we love our nudists on the show?
We seem to, yes. We're seeming like we might soon need a segment just for the nudists.
Absolutely. Well, a nudist in Berlin got too close to nature for comfort when a wild boar snatched his plastic bag, which had his laptop in it. Now, if you Google it, we'll put it on our Facebook page, but when I saw this story, this is all I automatically heard. Was him running through the field.
How excellent would it be if you were just sitting down having a drink in a park and you looked up and saw that?
They're very open, aren't they?
Oh, they love it.
The people from Berlin?
Yeah, they're very happy with their nudist culture.
All I kept thinking, looking at this dude, and I thought, mate, you need to do some squats.
Oh, don't be so rude. They call it free body culture or Freikörper culture.
It's very funny. Very funny. A little wild boar and the two little piglets running off with
so
a plastic
gorgeous.
Bag.
So gorgeous.
But we...
I like all the people standing back just laughing. Not helping. Laughing. And this particular woman took the video footage and just put it on Facebook. She wasn't helping either.
Well, we love our nudists on the show and we interviewed some nudists not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Joining me now in the Joy studio are recently married nudists from the UK, Nigel and Rachel Seymour. Welcome to Joy, guys.
Thanks.
So how are you guys going since lockdown kicked in and since you've been stuck in Melbourne?
Oh, well, we love your Fabo town, Dean.
Oh, it's got lots of character.
But the restrictions must be causing you some issues, though.
Well, to be honest, the masks have made our nudist lives slightly awkward, hasn't it, Cream Puff?
Oh, Daddy, yes. I mean, it's the most amount of clothing we've had on in years.
But we decided to get groovy with the masks and design ones that really work with who we are.
Yes, so I made a sexy little voo-voo design for Nigel.
And I designed one that looks like my tallywacker for Rachel. From a distance, it just looks like a massive wobbly nose. Especially when she's wearing glasses.
So how have you guys kept entertained during this lockdown period?
Oh, well, we did try some streaming parties on Facebook with our other nudie friends, but for some reason, Facebook has now blocked all of our accounts.
Yes, it's so not fair. We was doing nothing naughty. In fact, all we were doing was some basic get your kit off nude cooking classes with the gang, and I was making my ravenous crab and coconut risotto.
Oh, darling, it was delicious and well overdue, as neither of us has had crabs since the 90s.
Well, Rachel and Nigel, thank you for your time this morning on Joy.
Well, thank you handsome man. And my word, this studio's hot. Why don't you take your clothes off?
Yes, go on, Studley, and show us your land down under.
The
Murphys. Now on breakfast 5 days a week.
Only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, breakfast with the Murphys this morning. 23 past 7, heading for a top of 16 degrees. And, wow, someone's messed up, haven't they?
Oh,
the Canadians.
Yeah, they didn't mean it. And it's not all of Canada either. Just a Canadian brewery might have jumped the gun a little bit. Unwittingly, they've named...
Marketing's going to be in trouble.
A beer. Well, look, the Hell's Basement Brewery in Alberta released a beer 2 years ago and they called it Huru Huru.
Oh, you've done that really well, actually. I tried that last night.
It could be Huru Huru
Huru.
Hang
on, I'll tell you how it is. Hang on, here.
Huru Huru.
There you go.
Huru Huru.
Huru Huru.
Huru Huru. There you go. So, they thought, that's heaven. They thought it was feather. They thought that meant feather.
Yeah.
Which is a nice way to talk about a beer, isn't it?
Oh, I'd like to have feather. Oh, can I have feather my...
Can I have a huru huru?
I've had a big week at work and I just need to feather myself up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, 2 years after this product has been out and about for a long time, they've discovered that it's actually the common Maori word for pubic hair.
Oh, well done.
Delicious.
Well done.
I'd love a glass of huru huru. Thank you.
I can have a six pack of pubic hair, thanks, for my Friday night.
Not okay.
Not okay. Is it? Do your research.
And really get stuck in your teeth. Ah!
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.